good cover crops to aid in the bees. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brittany Goodrich is the assistant professor in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She was previously an assistant professor at UC Davis, and while there, she worked extensively on cover crops on tree nuts.
One of the biggest considerations for getting those bee-friendly cover crop or the cover crops that are going to flower at the right time, you really need to plant them in the fall so that they can germinate and start blooming early enough to benefit the bees. All of the different cover crops are going to be needed to be planted in the fall, but it's particularly important, the timing of it, for those early flowering options like your mustards and canola.
Again, you need cover crops that will attract those bees.
Definitely. And the Seeds for Bees program, which is run by Project APSM, they have a few different bee-friendly cover crop options. You can go a straight mustard mix. They have a bio-build mix that's a mix of mustards and legumes and grasses. So you're getting a lot of benefit from the different types of cover crops. And then you can also go like a straight legume mix, which is going to be clovers. So there's a lot of different options depending on, as a grower, what, you know, benefits you want, and for the bee-friendly stuff, what your beekeeper wants as well.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.